have the microphone close to your mouth and as loud and clearly. Rabash, a real prayer is over a real deficiency. The writing says, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt. And the new king arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. And the Egyptians compelled the sons of Israel to labor rigorously. And it came to pass that the sons of Israel sighed from the work. And they cried out, and their cry, because of the work, went up to God, and God heard their groaning.
You
should understand why it is written, and their cry, because of the work, went up to God. Did they not have greater torments in Egypt? Here it seems that their cry, meaning their torments, were only from the work. It is also written, and God heard their groaning, meaning that hearing the prayer was over their groaning, which is only about the work. We shall interpret this according to our way. It is known that before a person begins to work in order to bestow, but for reasons that are written in the Holy Zohar, that there are two reasons for engaging in Torah and Mitzvot. One, to have the pleasures of this world. If he does not observe the Torah and Mitzvot, he is afraid that the Creator will punish him. Two, to have the pleasures of the next world. His fear that he may not be given causes him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. When the reason that compels him to observe Torah and Mitzvot is his own benefit, the body does not resist so much because to the extent that he believes in reward and punishment, he can work and feel that each day he is adding more. And this is the truth, that each day of performing mitzvot and engaging in the Torah joins the day before. And so he adds to his possessions of keeping Torah and mitzvot. The reason is that his intention is primarily the reward, and he is not thinking about the intention, meaning that his aim will be to bestow. Rather, he believes in reward and punishment, and that he will be rewarded for what he is doing. Therefore, his aim is only to perform proper actions in every detail. Otherwise, if the actions are improper, it is certain that his work will not be accepted so as to reward him for them. When he sees that the work he is doing is fine, he has nothing more to worry about. For this reason, his concern is only with the quantity. Meaning that he should try to do more good deeds. If he is a wise disciple, then he knows he should delve deeper into his learning and be more meticulous in the mitzvot he is performing, to keep them according to the law, according to everyone's view. He always tries to be rigorous with judgments that are usually treated more lightly, while he tries to be more rigorous. But he has no other worries. It follows that such people, whose reason for observing Torah and Mitzvot is assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, is to be rewarded in this world and in the next world, do not need the Creator to have the strength to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. Since to the extent of their faith in reward and punishment, the body allows them to keep, each according to his degree. This is not so with the people who want to do the holy work in order to bestow, without any reward, and want to observe Torah and Mitzvot because of the greatness of the Creator. And it is a great privilege for them to be allowed to serve the King. As it is written in the above-mentioned Holy Zohar, fear, which is the first, is that one should fear one's master, because he is great and ruling the essence and the root. He interprets there in the Sulam that there are three manners to fear of the Creator. One, fear of punishments in this world. Two, fearing punishments of hell as well. Those two are not real fear, because he's not keeping the fear because of the commandment of the Creator, but for his own sake. It follows that his personal benefit is the root, and fear is the branch, and results from his own benefit. But fear, that is the essence, is that he will fear the Creator, because he is great and rules over everything. It follows that the greatness of the Creator is the reason that compels him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. This is regarded as his desire being only to bestow upon the Creator, called bestowing contentment upon his Maker, and not for his own benefit. Here begins the exile, meaning that he is not permitted to aim his work to be in order not to receive reward, since it is against nature. And although one can force oneself, although the body disagrees, just as one can practice abstention, although it is against nature, but this pertains to actions. That is, to do things against the body's will, he can go above reason, called against the body's will. However, he cannot go against his feeling and intellect, meaning to say that he feels otherwise than he does. For example, if a person is cold or hot, he cannot say that his feeling is untrue and force himself to say that he understands otherwise than what his mind does, or that he feels otherwise than what he is feeling. His only option is to say what he sees. It follows that when one wants to keep Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow upon the Creator, it is the nature of the body not to move at all unless it sees that it will have some reward. Thus, he has no way to work for the Creator and not for his own benefit. Here begins the exile, meaning the torments that as much as he works, he sees no progress. For example, if he is 20 years old, he can say that he has acquired possessions of 20 years of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot. On the other hand, he can say that he has been keeping Torah and Mitzvot for 20 years, but has not yet achieved the ability to do anything in order to bestow. Rather, everything is built on the basis of self-love. It follows that all the torments and pains he suffers are because he cannot work for the Creator. He wants to work in order to bestow, but the body is enslaved to the klipot and does not let him have this aim. At that time, he cries out to the Creator to help him because he sees that he is in exile among the klipot. They govern him, and he sees no way that he will be able to emerge from their control. It follows that at that time his prayer is regarded as a real prayer, because he cannot come out from this exile, as it is written, and he brought Israel out from their mindset, from their midst, for his mercy is forever. Since this is against nature, only the Creator can deliver Israel from this exile. But since it is known that there is no light without a kli, meaning that there is no filling without a lack, and the lack is the kli that receives the filling, for this reason, before one enters exile, meaning if he does not see that he cannot deliver himself from the exile by himself, it cannot be said that he should be brought out. This is so because although he cries, "Get me out of the state I'm in," it is not a real prayer, because how does he know that he cannot come out by himself? Rather, this can be said precisely when he feels the exile, meaning that he will pray from the bottom of the heart. There are two conditions for praying from the bottom of the heart. One, his work must be against nature. That is, he wants to do everything only to bestow. He wants to exit self-love. At that time, it can be said that he has a lack. Two, he begins to exit self-love by himself and exerts in it, but cannot move an inch from his state. At that time, he becomes needy of the Creator's help, and his prayer is real, because he sees that he cannot do anything by himself. Then, when he cries out to the Creator to help him, he knows this from the work, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. This means that by working and wanting to achieve the degree of being able to bestow upon the Creator, they saw that they could not emerge from their nature, so they prayed from the bottom of the heart. By this we will understand what we asked about the verse. And their cry, because of the work, went up to God. This means that the worst torments, over which was all their crying out, was only over the work and not over other things. Rather, it means that they were crying out over their situation, that they could not emerge from self-love and work for the Creator. This was their exile, which tormented them, that they saw that they were under their control. It follows that in the exile in Egypt, they obtained kelim, meaning a desire that the Creator will help them emerge from the exile. As we said above, that there's no light without a kli. For only when we pray a real prayer, when one sees that he cannot be saved, and only the Creator can help him, this is considered real prayer. I got left. I got nothing else.
Okay. So that state where you feel that you cannot emerge out of the will to receive is called exile. From what? Exile?
Exile from the Creator. From being connected to the Creator.
Okay. So it's enough if we ask from him, demand, cry out.
Question is if we will cry and yell, if I don't think that I cry and yell, I also have some ulterior motive in these cries.
Well, he will maybe correct that, but that's what remains for us.
Yes?
Just be in an outcry towards him for him to help us. Okay?
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
No, Michael.
Again?
Read the whole thing?
No,
he writes that all of the torments that he suffers are because he can't work for the Creator, and he wants to work in order to bestow, but the body is enslaved to the klipot and does not let him have this aim.
Yes.
So I'm asking, what's the connection between the body and the intention?
It doesn't let him think of anything else but himself.
But the body works. The body is not the one who aims.
Well, so what?
I can't seem to understand what's the connection between the body and the intention. It just needs to work. The intention is above the body.
But it doesn't give the forces to work.
Why? Why does it care where do I aim? It just needs to work, and that's it. What prevents the body from working?
You see that it doesn't go that way. At the moment you think of the benefit of yourself, you have the strength to work, and if not for the benefit of yourself, then the body doesn't want to work.
This I can see. I'm asking, in wanting to aim in order to bestow, what about that causes the body not to want to work? What's the connection between them?
Because by that you're thinking about something else besides the body itself.
So following that, he writes that the condition is to have a true prayer is to do work against nature, that he wants to do all the actions to bestow. Then yes, you can say one has a deficiency. The question is, how can you even start doing this work? How can you make the body want to work in order to develop this kind of prayer, this kind of deficiency?
It's a problem.
Can you work this way or not?
But there are people with which it develops. A desire develops to not be connected to their bodies.
Where is that desire? Where does it have place in a body that doesn't allow work in order to bestow? Where does it develop?
It develops in him.
Here that it says it in plural that the people of Israel are many there, and their cry went up to God, and he says that one sees that there is no way to be saved and only the Creator can help him. The question is, why does the Torah speak in plural at this stage of development? Does a person need to see that he needs to come to a true prayer, or there's really a matter of many here?
A person alone, not. More than likely, the many.
The Creator.
Also,
what else is our possession in coming here every day and really being thankful to have the society here, the friends? Because what's the Creator, I ask myself? What is the Creator? Just come and see how many efforts we make to be in each other's deficiencies, ask for the power of love, of bestowal, build a common vessel every day. So I'm asking myself if this is our collective effort.
Mostly, yes.
That's our possession.
That's our possession. Eventually, our possession is going to be our kli, our common kli within which we begin to reveal the Creator.
So to get to a prayer, to a deficiency, the common deficiency between us is our prayer.
Yes, that's the real prayer.
Thank you very much, Rav.
So he says that we need to feel our common deficiency.
Yes,
through the concern of revealing it, we will reveal the Creator. Yes.
Thank you, Rav. Rabash writes that against the desire of the body, I can, but against the mind and the feeling, I can't. And there's this narrow exit called prayer from the bottom of the heart. Now, every day, we write a prayer in the 10, and the day after we erase it and write anew. How do we create a volume of prayer that actually reaches the depth? I don't know how to say it. What does it mean to build a prayer that is from the bottom of the heart of the 10, that maybe we keep adding to it and it becomes deeper every day? How do you build that?
It depends on feeling only.
Be'argasha.
On the feeling.
A feeling of the 10. It always starts from scratch every day. How do we build this depth that will really bring, come to the bottom of the heart of the 10? We have to connect day after day and check ourselves. Are we at a deeper place than yesterday? Did we get there? And are we asking for something even deeper and thus advance?
How can you measure that depth? What's the measurement?
It's a feeling. It's a feeling. Have questions here. Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Çalışma için bedene nasıl bir uyandırış getirmeliyiz?
Rav, when the fuel is run out for the body, and there's no desire. What kind of awakening needs to be given to the body so it can work?
This is the Creator's game. He gives us fuel, desire, necessity, urgency, awakening, and we have to work with it. And try to, as it says, I awaken the dawn rather than the dawn awakens me. That's what we need to do. And there's enough forces for us to be able to extract them and awaken ourselves and cry to the Creator and shake everything that we can feel. Yeah.
Holland.
Holland.
Good morning,
Rav. Morning, Kos.
What does it mean,
morning, Kos,
to pray, let's say a real prayer, so that it doesn't have any self-benefit?
A true prayer is over a real, true deficiency, like Rabash writes. So we have to delve deeper and deeper to our need. What do we want? What is the need that comes out of us? What do we need to be aimed at? What do we need to collect to ourselves in order to work with it and reach the right awakening? Yeah.
Let's say you want to come out of exile and you have this deficiency.
Ken.
There's always a sort of a self-benefit in it.
Yes.
You're tormented. You want to get out. So how can you free yourself of that self-benefit?
Ken.
Theoretically, for the Creator, that it's
Theoretically, I can't come out of self-benefit, that's clear. It's unrelated to the person. I can't be above outside my desire and do some actions. But if I ask the Creator to help me, that is probably possible. The Creator takes Israel out of Egypt, not me. Even asking for it in a true form, we can't. If I'm still inside that swamp, how can I push myself out? Only when there is a force outside of me, the Creator, who can pull me out, and then I rely on Him and I ask.
Beseder.
Italy 1.
Nell'attesa di arrivare alla vera preghiera, cosa dobbiamo fare?
While we're awaiting the real prayer, what should we do? Is it best to enjoy what the Creator is giving us and thank Him? Or should we ask Him to send us a new king so it will help, so He'll help us feel the real deficiency and then pray to Him?
No, we always need to be as close as possible to the Creator. That's why to rise as high as possible to Him and ask Him to control over us. Kiev 1.
Вы посоветовали проверять каждый раз, что вот мы сегодня стали достигли большей глубины.
You advised us to check every day that we've attained more depth. What is that depth that we need to measure that we've achieved?
The extent to which I truly want to rise above my will to receive and be in order to bestow. That's it, be detached from my will to receive. I can't actually disconnect, but relatively being above it, I can. Italy 3.
Buongiorno Rav. Noi, Rav, come studenti del Rav, come studenti di un certo percorso, dobbiamo controllare il nostro desiderio di ricevere che cresce e non permettere che si manifesti in tutta la sua forza egoistica.
As the students of the career, we need to nullify and not be like egoistically, to give an example and to show it to all the friends outside, the people outside. How can we control our desire to receive, which operates and causes us to do undesirable actions?
Only by connection with the friends from which we want to rise to the Creator and ask Him for help, fulfillment. And it works. It works. Try to do this in the 10. And see how much that works.
And
don't let go of it all the time. Be in it. Day and night, and you'll see how much the sensitivity rises, how much you understand that there's no other way. You'll discover it.
Woman Moscow 6.
Women Moscow. Women have won.
Good morning, Rav. I hope my question is correct. There's the example that Rabash gives where I'm either hot or cold, where I cannot access what my body is saying. So how do I altogether come to a place of bestowal? If I feel in my vessels that it's hot, it's hot. If I feel cold, then it's cold for me.
There's no doubt that we cannot reach the force of bestowal, no doubt. But when we discover that we are not capable, and above that we discover that we do want, at least somewhat, that already gives a sign to the Creator that He has to help us. And then He helps, and then we come out of the exile in Egypt. But on our own, certainly not. Certainly not. Turkey 8.
Selamlar. Dün derste Rabaş'ın söylediklerine inanmalısın ve senin bildiklerin yanlış demiştiniz. Bunu biraz daha açıklayabilir misiniz?
Now, yesterday morning in the lesson, you said that I need to accept what Rabash says and to agree with it. When I hear something, but I don't feel it, how can I accept it? What does it mean that I think and feel that something is wrong, yet need to accept it?
Imagine to yourself that you are able to hear and to somewhat do it. Try. And you feel how a new mind comes to you, new power.
Moscow 1.
I didn't understand.
Why can't I control my bestowal or my will to receive if I really feel that the desire belongs to me?
You don't control your will to receive. You can't control it. It's the Creator is the boss. Women Tbilisi.
In. Beseder.
No. Okay.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Я услышала.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Если правильно услышала, что.
I heard the lesson, hopefully correctly.
ощутить хисарон группы.
That in our yearning to feel the deficiency of the group, we discover the creator.
Все мы знаем в той или иной степени, что ощущение хисарона — это...
We all know that on one level or another, the feeling of deficiency is not the most pleasant thing to feel.
Все существо мое от мысли о том, что я почувствую хисарон группы, просто...
Just from the feeling for me to feel the lack of the group, my whole essence, my whole internality resists this, like a tsunami that would wash me. How to stop resisting and come to this be a tsunami of love for us to lead us to beyond the barrier and not this fear to feel the lack of the whole group? How can we do that?
Ощущает тот, кто желает направить этот хисарон на Творца.
The deficiency of the whole group is felt by one who wants to aim that deficiency towards the Creator and not himself. So there's nothing to be afraid of here, on the contrary.
В это желание.
You should get into that desire.
Толкнуть его вперед.
And push it. Forward.
Woman USA 3.
Say the question again.
Katuv po ba ma'amar.
It is written here in the article, whereas those who want to work the holy work in order to bestow without any reward, but rather want to observe the Torah and mitzvot due to the greatness of the Creator. And it will be a great privilege for them to be able to serve the King. That is what is written. My question is whether to come to some contact with the greatness of the King is a condition for the prayer. And how do we reach this point of contact where we will realize mind and heart that this King is certainly great and we don't need to work for any reward?
When the Creator is revealed and we feel that He is in front of us and demands from us, then we surrender and we can do all of the required work in order to bestow.
And how do we come to that contact towards the revelation of the Creator? How do we get there if we are all in the desire to receive?
No, but we then replace ourselves, that we want to do something for Him.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck. Siberia.
In what is the work of intention now during the lesson?
I want to reveal the Creator, to adhere to Him through my 10.
Упросить Его вместе с десяткой.
And ask of Him together with the 10 to help us rise above our ego, above our Egypt. This is our work as of today.
In the beginning of the lesson, I'm hearing all kinds of technical conditions of how we can come to what we can get from what Rabash is saying here. You said that it all depends on the 10th layer. And I want to ask you practically, until now, you know, you hear all kinds of things, and I'm trying to understand what is our work in the 10 in order to reach the true prayer. Bottom line, in the 10, I have it then. You already know me. How do I come to this? Meaning, do I come to this great outcry and in the tens? How can I do this? What, am I going to be depressed alone? In the 10, we're supposed to come to
connect the deficiencies.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Tell me what we do. I'm sitting at 10. What do you mean to connect our deficiencies? What?
That we all together will think, discuss, and clarify. What state are we in now? What is the meaning of exile? Exile from what? Where from? To what extent? And by that, we'll get to a point where there's nothing worse than our state.
Look, he writes in number two, and I want everyone to hear this, that we should start seeing, come out of self-love, and he invests labor, and he can't move from his state even a bit, okay?
Yes.
So how, from your experience, what do I need to do in order to reach this outcry? Because look, there's the caress the friends until they don't leave, and we'll hear together, we'll be in a Zoom together, and we'll do a lesson together. What's going to come out of that? So it's going to continue. You know, I feel like, oh, come on, another lesson. But bottom line, to execute this, it's hard for me to see how I'm doing this in the town. To truly reach that outcry, I want to come to that outcry.
Specifically through the 10, you can reach a prayer, a cry.
Yes, but how? How? What do I need to do to reach this outcry? What do I need to do?
That together you cry to the Creator.
But what do we do?
But each one helps the other.
How?
That you reach the Creator, cry. That you all get to the Creator.
Why should we cry out? That's the question. Why should we cry out in the tent? Why? They're nice with me. I'm okay with them. I have no problems with them. I don't have any, some kind of action with them that I'm going to come to screaming. At home, I scream more.
You started your life as a beast, and you end your life as a beast.
Of course.
So what do you mean, of course?
So I'm asking you. I'm sitting in the tent. I have a wonderful tent.
Okay, forget about it.
I'm asking you.
Come on.
How do I come to this outcry? I want to come to the parting of the Red Sea, to come to this outcry. What? They're insulting me, I'm insulting them. What do we do? What am I doing? Bottom line, what am I doing?
What do you do? Bottom line is that one help his friend and they all turn to the Creator.
We're doing this for many years.
No, probably not.
So what's this probably not? What do we need to do? What's missing?
The lack help from above.
I didn't understand what you mean. Well, what is that with the help of, from above?
It means help from above.
But why should he help me? Why should he help me? What am I missing to reach that, actually? What's the deficiency? He writes here about this deficiency. What's missing?
That other than crying to the Creator to help us to understand where we are and what horrible state we're in. So, if he won't shine to us, we are willing to stay in our state forever and ever.
Why am I bringing this up to you? Because I remember when Rabbi Shimon entered the cave, he said, guys, we entered the cave, like what we're doing right now, we're entering a cave. He said, wait, until you have a knife between your teeth, nothing will happen. Meaning, wait, meaning that stage that I'm asking. What is this stage in the tens where I can advance with this, to reach to a point of having a knife between my teeth? And why should I get there? And that's where the great outcry comes. And I'm asking you the same question. Maybe there'll be better answers today. How do I come to that knife so that I'll be able to, you know, that friend that's trying to run away and I'm crying out, Bach, he's running away, and I don't know, even can't even withstand, not saying the right word, insults, gets insulted and disappears. Or I get insulted and I leave. What do we do? How do we overcome this? How do I manage to be insulted and for me to not run away from this? That's probably our work.
That all depends on reward and punishment.
How?
How much you see that you lose if the friend escapes you.
How can you give me the forces to do this?
The Creator.
Only the friends? Or?
No. Only the Creator.
What, he'll give me this strength, this force?
That he'll give me this force and a sense of necessity in perceiving the friends and holding each other.
So this all starts actually when we start being afraid, let's say?
On your own, you have to be, you can't do anything. You have to be connected to the 10. Through the 10, you can grab hold of the Creator and then start your work. That you're all together, and to the extent that you're connected, you can grab hold of the Creator.
Meaning we don't even need... You answered the friend about the outcry to the Creator for him to help us understand what horrible state we're in. And only if he shines upon this horrible state, we'll be able to ask.
Yes.
In the 10, we usually talk about the state of the good connection between us. We're impressed by the connection between us. We even act a degree of connection that doesn't exist yet. Meaning the conversation between us is not about a horrible state that might exist, but about a corrected state, an even better state than what's in reality that we feel connected.
Yes.
In me, a gap is revealed because I don't feel that state. Meaning, maybe a person himself feels the horrible state. But the talking between us is not about that. So the question is about this outcry that is revealed, that demand inside of a person and not on the outside. Is this how it needs to be, or... between us, it needs to be the revelation of this gap outwards from this.
Inside, within the person. The person needs to discover that all of the forces that prevent him from connecting with the friends are inside of him.
בסדר. כן.
אוקיי.
רב, אז אם אפשר לחזור עוד פעם לשאלה המקורית.
רב, if we can go back to the original question I had.
הם כמו מלאכים עבור בעבודה.
The friends are like angels. I'm talking about in the work, not in the perception of reality, but in the work of a person. Are the friends like angels, or are they people that need for them to raise the prayer? Meaning the prayer rises from the deficiencies that I gather and rises from me, or does the prayer rise from the friends and I support their prayers?
The prayer rises from the friends to the Creator when I awaken the prayer.
Thank you, Rabbi. I heard you saying that you need to rely on the Creator. What does it mean to rely on the Creator when there's these struggles? Sometimes you're here in the 10 states. What does it mean to rely on the Creator?
To rely on the Creator means there's no other force that governs everything and does everything. And he pulls us towards him. That's the upper force. And he is the upper to all of us, does what needs to be done in creation.
And how do we enter that confidence?
We try in the 10 to determine such relationships between us and towards the Creator and discuss it in such a way that we are beginning to reveal that this is truly so, how He is.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
רב, העניין הוא העבודה. כל הזמן ינחו מהעבודה ותעד שבתה מהעבודה.
The work, and they're constantly, you know, despaired from the work, and their outcry rose from the work. Many of the articles of Rabash are, what is this and that? In the work. And he always ends it that way.
Yes.
He taught us that in this work is that everything is in me, it's all in one person. How I look at all of reality as one person, and that's where I put my work.
That way too. Yes.
But their despair rose from the work, shows upon common work.
Yes.
What is that work? Everything begins and ends with that work. So now let's scrutinize. What is that work? How do we do it?
That I cancel my egoistic will to receive, and I'm willing to connect with the friends with whatever they have in them in order to reach together with them to a mutual form of bestowal from us towards the Creator. And thus connect to him in a complete way.
Yesterday we talked about above reason. And somehow is the work reaching above reason. Is that the work, or is work all the actions?
No. Only to make efforts to rise to a degree of above reason.
Okay, so there's a refined point here. We're talking about the work. I need to ask myself whether I'm working now in order to rise above reason. That's the question.
Yeah, that is the work.
Nice. Now, I'm in the 10, and I'm in the lesson, and we're doing many actions. We can't even count them. What do I need in this process to constantly examine? How do I examine this work? How do I do the above reason part?
That's something, well, I can't say. It's something that isn't given between man and his friend, and not in, how should I say this? I don't know what to say. The work in faith above reason comes to a person according to his investment. That's it.
Thanks.
In this state of exile, each friend is a salvation for the 10?
I don't
know what you mean exactly, but it could be. Because I don't know how to put it, but it's as if in this state, the friend as if adds himself to the 10.
Yes.
And then what comes out of this addition of the friend to the 10? Not addition, just without the friend, the 10 isn't a 10. And without the 10, the friend is not in the 10. So he's nothing, zero. So in that state where the friend is in the 10, what is the work there? What is the work of the friend that he needs to do, and what is the work of the 10 together? They need together to reach a state that a person is incorporated in the 10 and he fills his duty in there. And he needs to know what his role is, or it's just some kind of general role. He needs to feel in what he completes everybody. And this complementarity is
This complementing is very important for the ten, because without it, the ten is in whole.
And he also cannot exit the exile.
Ten and not nine and not 11.
And he also cannot bring out each friend from exile.
Right. More? It's good that we're talking about this before Passover. I don't understand.
It's as if this entire process is, they sighed from the reason of the bondage, they cried, that they're all crying towards the Creator. So where is the person? Is everything is happening to the collective?
When he is incorporated in the collective and he cries out together with them, then he is rewarded in what the collective attain. The whole Exodus is a collective.
Bestowal is something that happens to the collective or it happens to individuals?
Yes, of course.
Spiritual attainment takes place on the collective.
Spiritual attainment comes to each and everyone that is incorporated in the collective.
So where is the
spiritual collective is like the ten. When a person gathers from everything that is in all the friends in the ten, he gathers them together, each and every one, from what belongs to the root of his soul.
Where is the individual here in that process? If everything takes place in the collective,
the individual is included in everyone.
But the individual has an ability to attain? Or,
yes, to the extent that he is incorporated in everybody, he has an ability to attain.
But today's side is not an act of an individual, it's the act of a collective.
Yes.
So where is the individual's ability?
That he's along with them together. In a desire to connect, he is incorporated by subduing himself towards the collective. And then they wanted to see as much as it connects between them.
If there will be no act of and they side, the individual will not attain?
No.
So I'm returning to my question again. So the individual cannot attain spirituality.
No.
But spirituality is attained in the collective.
Yes, he has to be in a minyan, in the ten.
So it's always the many attain.
Yeah.
And what is your part in that attainment?
As much as I add to them, to the ten.
No.
Gather from the ten.
No, I don't know.
Now that you were speaking with Akoka, I heard that there's incorporation in the ten and this common feeling, and each one is responsible for everything happening in the ten. And then he gathers from the ten. Rav said that spiritual attainment is that each friend gathers from the ten, each and every one according to their spiritual root.
It could be that I said that.
Yeah. So what does it mean to gather from the ten?
Each and every one of us has to gather from his nine friends what they can supply him. And in this way, each one towards all the other friends.
There is inspiration from the friends, from the greatness, from this uniqueness of each and every one. That I can probably understand.
Yeah.
What does it mean to gather from them?
When you go into a connection with them, into one system, in one ten, and you become the malchut towards them, they are the first nine, and through them, you get everything you can receive according to your qualities from those first nine.
What
does it mean to receive from them?
What the Creator wants to give.
You receive that, or the ten receives that?
This is something that I receive. I receive it.
According to your contribution, annulment.
Yes, of course. Also according to annulment and what I contribute to them.
Now, since a person feels himself, what is a common cry, a mutual cry? It's that he feels that common cry, or is it truly common?
No, it is common because they feel that they cannot come out of their current state if they don't come out of it. Otherwise, they'll just stay in it, and that's all they'll have.
They really feel that it is a common state.
This is your burial place, yes?
Can
you say that the tens that that were divided in today, it's a means in order to reach one general ten?
Yeah. To reach such a connection between you, and in that connection to start receiving. Start receiving in the connection a special force that will connect you to everyone, and then you ascend to a spiritual degree. Yeah?
Rav, do I need to add, what do I need to add to the friends in the ten, to my friends in the ten, so that they will reach a sensation?
I don't understand. What I have to add to my friends in the ten, so they will reach a feeling.
Yes, you said that each one in the ten needs to reach a sensation of what's each one's role in the ten, to feel that.
Only connection through love. That's what we need to add, each one for the others, that if we all accept it, you'll start revealing all the degrees on the ladder. Okay, good. Yeah, there's someone else, yes.
If outside of the time I'm with the ten, during the hours of the day, every act I seek for the Creator to be with me.
Try that supposedly the ten will be with you too.
Yeah, because I'm asking that if during the day I'm doing things, so it's as if I walk with the Creator hand in hand. Is there a state where I can also receive an answer individually?
No, only with the ten together.
And if I take the ten with me?
Yes.
Zeo.
That's it. Yes, please.
Toda Rav.
The ten scrutinizes a certain topic. It doesn't matter what the topic is. all kinds of thoughts and opinions arise, and then in some way there is this attitude that's created toward the connection in the ten. Is that attitude, that attitude is felt among a few people, where it's that it's very hard to reach a correct scrutiny. Could even be in one friend where it's felt very strongly. How precisely from that feeling, as it is written, that they sighed and they cried, when we feel that together as something that requires correction?
Here,
do we not share in our effort to... Why not? It's the internal work in each and every one. You want to discuss it, please? I don't hear any questions. Again, it's not to share this feeling where we want to feel that we are not connected and we want, as Rav Ash writes, to reach the goal, even though we still have not reached it. Yep. We truly need to reveal each one towards the others, each one to everyone, as much as it is necessary for us, specifically here and now, during this week, till next weekend, right? The week of Passover. That we...
What?
The next weekend. Well, Monday, yes. How important it is for us to reach the feeling of connection, because then, in that connection, we also ascend to the degree of Passover.
Добрый день, Рав, добрый день, мировой Кли. Вот вопрос от товарища из десятки. Чем больше обращаюсь...
Question from a friend in the ten.
Подобрать слова.
The more I try to pray, the more I find it harder to find the right words.
Хочу отмениться, но не могу. И
on one hand, I want to annul myself. On the other hand, I find that I'm incapable of doing so, to give everything to the Creator. So I pass all the responsibility over to the Creator. Is that not an egoistic attitude? Where I say that to the Creator, that it's all under your responsibility, and on me, I don't do what I need to do. I pass all my work over to Him. Keep going.
Правильно ли я работаю? Правильно ли в этом, что я говорю?
Meaning, am I working correctly? Is it a, is it correct that I say, Creator, you do everything, or you prepare all the prayers, you do everything? Just melt into each one of the Rabash articles, especially with regards Passover. Women, Mach 105.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировой Кли. Вопрос. Как мы можем помочь привести наших подруг к молитве и просьбе?
How can we help our friends to reach a prayer and a request? Precisely the friends that do not succeed to reach that. Try and feel it can help with anything else. Try in all your forces to bring them closer to your common intention. And in this way, all of you together will connect.
Woman Latin 24.
Gracias, Rab. Saludos a todos. ¿Qué significa trabajar por alguna recompensa?
What does it mean to work for reward if we know that the Creator wants
contentos y abundantes
us to be happy and full? with spirituality, including sharing everything with the friends and not bringing everything into my self-authority for myself.
Keep asking for connection from the Creator. And from that, learn how He answers you and accept every state as if that is the answer from the Creator.
Loving
the friends means that I need to strengthen in the faith in the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, and all the world is in His glory.
To love the friends means that I'm willing to work in everything, much more than what I myself would have been working, and that they will receive the reward.
זהו, כן.
כן, שמעתי היום מהרב שלכל אחד מה...
I heard today from the Rav that each and every one in the ten has a role in the ten.
עד כמה זה חשוב למצוא את התפקיד הזה?
How important is it to find that role? What is it beneficial to exit Egypt with?
זה מועיל, כי כל אחד חייב להיות...
It's beneficial because they all have to be in a certain role towards the ten.
We as if do the same work, to annul ourselves, to love the friends, to pray.
Yes.
So what does it mean, a person's role in that whole engagement?
To be an example. To be an example for the others.
Just to show my friends that I...
that you are yearning to reach wholeness.
Is that the role of each and every one?
Yeah, each one does some other type of work. Okay. That's all your questions? Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the result that takes place after we reach and they sighed and they cried. What is the result that he writes that we will, that the Creator heard their groaning? What happens there?
They want the Creator to bring them to the end of the path that they are suffering from.
That the Creator hears what happens to us.
To us. To us. I don't have words. The Creator forcefully pulls them out of Egypt.
Yeah. I heard you say during the lesson that faith above reason is a gift that is given to a person.
Yes.
The ability to bestow of a person, is that faith above reason? Is that where a person reaches?
Yeah.
So how can you cause the Creator to give you such a gift? How do we cause the Creator to give us faith above reason?
To give it to the friends
to give us? How do we cause the Creator to give us faith above reason? Because if we do not get that, it will never be bestowal.
Of course.
So how do we cause the Creator to give us faith above reason?
By a request, by prayer. We beg.
What is the correct entrance into Passover? How should we enter Passover?
By feeling that a new king arose that controls the ego, that is horrible, difficult. And the sons of Israel sighed from the work. And their cry went up to the heavens from the work. And they sighed. They started crying to such an extent that they couldn't, not alone and not all of them, to keep going in that same orders of life that they had before. It's a sign that a new type of providence was revealed to them.
So the result of Passover needs to be that we reach a cry where it's impossible to continue in our day-to-day lives, day-to-day order?
Yes.
That is the result. So where is... Where do we attain faith, etc.? Where does this whole process that we want to bestow come into play? In Zion, they need a force from above that will give them the ability to continue in the work, in connection between them. And to continue. And they cannot. And then comes a cry until the heavens.
Last question. How do you not just break from the work, but on the contrary, you reach that cry? How do you reach and they sighed and you don't just break because you didn't attain?
They say no end to it. How would it help them? If they do not cry, if they don't activate a cry, a prayer meaning, so nothing else will help them. It's as if they come to a true solution, which the Creator does, in order to bring them closer to Him.
Thank you.
Yes, and then they sigh and then cry. And the work went up to God.
Davka.
The cry went up to God through their work, and that is all. There are other words here, but I don't have them in the heart.
Depends on the records, that's what you're saying. So,
yes,
do we have a way to correct the records that they will save us and bring us to that cry? What is the work with those records? What should I do that they will be right for me so we can finally reach the parting of the Red Sea?
Only to clarify the connection between us and to yearn for a tighter connection.
I always ask you what a tighter connection is. What does that mean?
That each one will feel that he depends on the friend, on the friends, in every way.
So I reach a state that for the friend, I'm willing to, how do I say it, to die for him. That's the level I have to reach.
More than that.
מה יש יותר מאשר לעמוד?
Yes.
בוקר טוב, רב.
Good morning, רב.
יש לי שאלה.
I have a question. How do you come out of the exile? You come out of exile by crying to the Creator that to bring us out of exile. There is nothing else. Introduction.
Can I ask?
Yes.
He writes that society is warned to preserve the individuality of every individual, that it won't blur out by his environment.
Yes, he doesn't need to resemble the environment, that the environment necessitates him, but he needs to protect his individuality.
What in our work does it mean that a person is trying to just blend into the friends and be a zero and to be in them?
That's like in Russia and in China, you have this spirit. Everyone needs to think a certain way, everyone needs to construct themselves according to a certain global tendency of the whole nation. Yep.
That's clear. I'm asking in our work, when a person tries, makes efforts to constantly annul towards their friends and lose that individual that he was born in, what does he leave for himself? What is that ancestral heritage he keeps? What does he process? What does he lose? What remains?
He as if leaves for himself a special impression that needs to become clarified in him from the forefathers, through that in which he does not submit to the environment's forces, to society's forces.
He doesn't subdue to the forces of society.
No, he does not subdue to them.
So what does it mean that he annuls? Isn't annulling subduing yourself to the, or surrendering to the forces of society?
How does he find the words here?
I write second paragraph, just as the faces of each one is deferred, so their views differ. There are no two people on earth whose opinions are identical, because each person has a great and sublime possession bequeathed to him from his ancestors, which others have no shred of them. Therefore, all those possessions are considered the individual's property, and society's caution to preserve its flavor and spirit so it does not become blurred by its environment. Rather, each individual should remain with the integrity of his inheritance.
Yes. It's clear here, right? What the society needs to do. Precisely to stand on the freedom of choice of individuals.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav Bala Sulam Kotev sheyesh banu rechush.
Bala Sulam writes that we have assets, a spiritual asset in potential.
להוציא אותו לפועל.
To make it actual, is that a result of incorporation in the ten?
To bring it out into practice. That is our work. Yes.
So that means that in the ten, we need what to do?
We need find our extent of connection, which is developed, open, and big in the ten.
Ken.
I also have a question. What are spiritual assets or spiritual DNA? The root of the soul. How does it come to a person? It reveals to the person gradually, but if there is a Kabbalist who looks at you, so he sees your spiritual roots according to his degree.
Balasulam's
work. With those few students he had, and we used to go talk to rocks, that awakened everything we see, the whole world kli, people awakening. Yes, it's from his work. And when we work here, we continue it, and that'll also reach more people? Yes, certainly. In each and every one of our lessons, there's a great awakening in the whole world.
Does
the spiritual work I do and try to delve in more, is that like a correction for some holy soul that was there? I'm like continuing its work. Yes. So it's if I got like appointed to do this work. Certainly, there are no new souls.
Ken.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the difference between connection and incorporation? What's that discernment? Connection is this external connection, and incorporation is connection in all of its details. What does it mean external? What's an external connection? That one connects with the other. That incorporation is that in all of their qualities they incorporate with each other. I'm asking about what the Creator does in the Exodus. I feel that I'm fighting to be connected to the Rav and my friends, and my necessity to exist so I can keep being connected to the friends. And I feel that the Creator is slicing me away. It's like he's tearing me away from this desire to want to be connected. He's breaking it. He won't let me hold on to it. It's like he puts my Rav and the friends some in one point and supposedly my life in a different place. And what can I do? Because I'm trying to put my forces in order so it'll be efficient, that it'll be good. Why does the Creator keep breaking a person's ability to hold on to the connection with the Rav and the friends? Why does he do it opposite? It doesn't really turn out the opposite. It's not according to what you would want it to be. But it's exactly according to your nature and your reshimot, your records. And that is how it goes correctly. Simply agree with what is happening and do what is in your hands to do. Okay.
If I can agree.
You can agree. There's nothing that doesn't reveal in a person that is incapable of doing. He's capable. And that we are not in a broken state like you, it's just because it hasn't surfaced in us, this true point. And with you, it has surfaced. So go ahead, realize it. That is all. Let's hope that at Passover we will exit from Egypt.
It
was a very special lesson today. It's like we started something new.
Because look how many people came.
And
Passover is always a time that we work less, we'll be together more. So what are you expecting of us in this Passover?
I expect that we will continue opening from today onward more and more the internality of the connection between us until we will all grasp onto it and turn to the Creator and He will pull us out from the exile.
What do we have to put more of an emphasis on?
We need to emphasize one thing only. That the connection between us will be increasingly higher and stronger, and that it would include everyone, men, women, worldwide, so that we'll all be able to rise like in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, hot air balloon.
Does
that mean to open the heart, to devote ourselves?
To open the heart, we will speak about that. We'll talk about opening the heart, incorporating in each other.
No.
Well.
I want
to thank you for this special lesson. I just feel how all the friends here are so connected to one another. It's just, I'm looking at the friends, I see one by one how everybody's yearning so much. And to also state that calmness that you're projecting, it's as if we ascended one degree in this feeling where you see a friend that is so bringing all of his emotion out here. It's just, I have no words to add. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim to everyone.
Kenanit.